Wedding customs and traditions. Traditions related to marriage in the 1930s and 40s were extensive and rather extravagant. Marriages were jolly occasions and thoroughly enjoyed by participating clergy, relatives, and invited guests. At that time, the celebrations were held at the home of the bride or in a suitable facility on the home property, which had to be thoroughly cleaned and well decorated. But there were customs which preceded the wedding day. On a chosen day, the female friends and locals would visit the home of the bride as an unexpected shower. The expectation was that all would receive a piece of cake, usually German Kuchen, and a refreshing drink. This was expected by the wedding family and happily provided. The men, on the other hand, were more boisterous. They would organize a midnight tin kettling at the groom's home, making as much noise as they could, rattling empty 4-gallon kerosene cans, firing guns and homemade cannons, and receiving cake and wine for their efforts, certainly a rousing way to celebrate. Then on the wedding day itself, at the conclusion of the service, as the bridal party exited the church, the children, sometimes not so young, would wait for the lollies, the conversational variety, to be thrown and scattered around. The scramble was fast and furious. The young and not so young men would make their way up the road to await the bridal cars taking the newlyweds to their photograph session. They would stretch a rope across the road to halt the bridal party, but obligingly remove the obstacle after receiving a bottle of wine. These customs ensured a good attendance at Lights Pass and indeed Barossa weddings. At the bridal reception at the bride's house, a place was provided where the many wedding gifts could be opened and displayed. Drinks flowed freely before the festivities began. During the main 3-course meal, speeches abounded, honoring the bridal couple and the attendants. Frequently, it required 2 or 3 sittings to feed all guests. The food was provided mainly by the host family and involved days and many hands in preparation and serving. A few hours later, a mouth-watering supper, and after 2 a.m. another meal. Feasting often ending only as a new day dawned. Bride and groom took their leave at a very late hour. It was left to the host to return the home to its normal life. Amazingly, there are practically no divorces of note in Lights Pass in this period. Marriage was for life, for better or for worse.